My parva. How come this lishcha, this room, is called parva? That was the room we had at the beginning, the 7 days when we set him aside. We brought him to lishcha to parva. That was a Kohen Gadol's room. Why is it called parva? What? How come it got this name? So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says parva. You know what it is? Amgusha. That's what the person's name was. His name was parva. And who was he? Was an amgusha. Rashi says mechashiv echad. One kishuf macham. Is Bona Ushmoy Parva, that was his name. Hamgusha means a magician like he was a Russia like. He was the one that built this room called the Parva, so they called it after his name. Like, what? Yeah, good kasha. Let's see, Tatei says, Parva Hamgusha, Pirish Baruch, Vizel Lashurne, Yesh Minachachomim, Shoim Rim, Ki Chofar Mechilo Takas Karka Bakodish. The Chom there wanted to say, let's build a tunnel underneath the Kodish. Ad sheyira avodas kohen gadol, until we'll be able to see the kohen gadol how he does the avod on Yom Kippur. Ve'agishu akahane bechvira, the kohanim saw what they were doing. Omatzu v'koroyis elishchal shmoy, they called it on his name. But apifashin, he wasn't doing the right thing. But then the Mishnah says parsu sadin shabutz. That before he went down to the mikvah to be toivel, they put up a curtain made from a linen, white linen. For the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz, good, they put up a curtain, Mishrum Tznius. But how come it was made out of boots, white linen? So Mar says, Poshet, Omer of Kano, Kedei Shiyake Shavoide Sayyem Big Day Boots. That we want the Kohen Gadol to get used to seeing white linen. Because now, especially, he was going to change over from the Big Day Zov, this was the first time he's going out to put on the Big Day Lovin. So he wants them to get used to it. So even the sheet that we spread before the mikvah to make a separation, Mishrum Tznius, was also made out of boots. Could let them get used to putting on boots. Right, then we say, B'shachar hoyu levesh pelusin shel shmoy nosu. Okay, so the middle part of the Mishnah, the Machlokes remain, and the Tanakhama, that the Gemara doesn't go into over here, because that we had before already. The shaila was, do you first do the pshita and then do the kiddush yodav raglav? Or do you first do the kiddush yodav raglav, then you take off the begodim? That machlokes he had before. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah that says, what is the difference between the two times the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Lovin, once in the morning, once in the afternoon? They were two different pairs of Big Day Lovin. And the morning pair was more expensive than the afternoon. Right, B'shachar hoyu levesh plusin shel shmoy nosa. So the Gemara v'tone minyono osa lashminon. That's the kasha. It says in the morning it was 18, and in the afternoon it was 12, and together it says it was 30. For the Gemara, what does the Mishnah have to tell you that? Pshita. Everybody can add up. 12 and 18 is 30. What does the Mishnah have to tell you? So Gemara answers hokam ashman. No, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that the botze mehani loy nevet. True. You can't do less. You can't spend less than $30. In other words, Abahai Ibotse Mahani, Vitfeyahani, less Lambo. That you could do. You could spend 20 for the morning and 10 for the afternoon. Or else, let's say 18 or 17 here and then 13 here. In other words, you don't have to have exactly 18 and 12. But I call upon them together, they have to be added up to 30. In other words, you get 30 mana, that's how much money the Tziba spends for the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Now, he could divide up how he wants. But I call upon him, the morning one has to be worth more than the afternoon ones. So the Mishnah says 18 and 12. That's the Mishnah telling us. The Iker is to have 30. It doesn't have to, that could be 18 and 12. It could be more or less. But I'll be together, it's 30. Trash Yochem Ashmelon. Lohochi Hodar Kalinu. The reason why it says it over again. Lashmina to teach us. That it says 30 mona, sacha kohu. That's how much we give you. This is how much money you could have a right to take from Hegdish. But less than 30 mona, you should not let it be. Now, there has to be at least worth 30. But hi, he bought some money. The shachris mishmain also. Or tvei yahana the arvus mishnei mos leslam bo. If you change around the amount, 18 to 12, that does not have to be exact. It could be 20 to 10, as long as you have together 30. Now the Gemara says, but the kule yalna, everybody holds mius the shachir adifa. That according to the Mishnah, the machlekes. How expensive it was, but both of them hold the morning pair was worth more than the afternoon pair. That's if the Kohen Gadol, the first one in the morning with the big day loven, to do the Avodas Hayayim, that pair of begodim was worth more than the afternoon pair. Even though I think the Miri speaks out that the Ikka we're talking about now was the Ksoinis. We're talking about the Lavdavka, all the four begodim. We're talking about the Ksoinis. How expensive was the Ksoinis, the robe that he wore? So everybody holds the morning Ksoinis is more expensive than the afternoon one. For the Gemara Minolot, how do we know this? That the afternoon is less than the morning. Omar Rav Huna Bred the Rav Eloi. Omar Kroh, the Postlik says, bad, 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 bad. It says four times in the Postlik about the Kohen Gadol putting on big day bad. It says the word bad four times. Is with Ashin Mubchor Babad, the Babad. It means to say, use the best type of white linen. So Trashi, bad, bad, Trashi Arbo, Zimnei Ksib Belevishas Big Day Shachris. It says four times by the Kohen Gadol putting on Big Day Bad, the Big Day Lovin, in the morning, the Shachris, it says four times the word bad, 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 bad. Lameima to teach us, Tahai bad, bad means Hamufcha Babad. It means it should be the best one. In other words, the Shachris, the morning one, that has to be more expensive than the afternoon one. That's how we learn the Nausprung. Toys explains a little bit more. Toys says, bad, bad, bad. Toys says, nearly, chad legufe. One you need legufe, it has to be made out of bad linen and not wool. Vechad bad loshin levad. Shein loivi shimoyin big dezov. Another time, we need the word bad to teach us that when he wears these big dezovin, he does not wear anything else. Like maybe the Havaminer is, let him keep on the big days of, just when you go lefnai lefnin, you have to add on top of them another four begodim of big day loven. Kamash from the Torah, no, bad means by itself. You have to take off completely the big days of, and you only wear the big day bad. That's the second bad. Uvad shlishi, loymar, yoyse toiv mi bad shal shar yomois hashona. Interesting, that the bad here has to be more expensive than the rest of the year. It's the rest of the year, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyud, can wear bad also. So now on Yom Kippur, though, this bad has to be more expensive than the whole years of a Kohen Hedyud. The fourth bad teaches us another Kiddush, that even the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he wears the big day loven, we say now he has two pairs, the morning pair is more expensive than the afternoon pair. Inami bad shlishi revi midrashochi bad hamufchesh bad. No, that's much like Rashi. That the last two bads are teaching us that this bad has to be the best one of the bads. Whereas the morning one has to be more expensive than the afternoon. That's this posik. It's interesting. So he had mamish two pairs of big day lovin, or the way the Miri learned is on the ksainis. He had two different ksainis. The morning one was more expensive than the afternoon one. The more kasha. Meisa, we have a kasha on this.